Blog Talk Radio.
Ha-ha. Turn me up a little bit.
Yo, turn radio.
Ha-ha. What you know about it? Ha-ha. What you know about it? I said it. Hip-hop, the hip-hop, and you don't stop. I rock on, baby, bubba, to the boogie, to baby, the boogie, to the boogie.
Baby, the baby, the D. Really, you've never cut that off when I think you're going to cut it off.
Cuts off at the same time every week, Jody.
It doesn't seem that way. But anyway.
That's because you're crazy. Yes.
All right. Hello, everyone. This is WTF with Joe D and the lovely and talented Miss Kenitra Jordan. How are you doing tonight, partner?
I am waiting for Sunday so that I can post this picture everywhere. It's Medea, and I post it every year, and it says, "Praise the Lord, it's the last week of school." Amen. And then the other one where you see people with the dance and the orangutan, where you're talking about how parents are on the first day of school, I have a version that says teachers on the last day of school. So I'm going to post that for all the parents because we send them right back to you. Thank you.
Okay. Sure folks are happy to hear that.
That's right.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got a good show for y'all tonight, y'all. We have two very talented authors. One, S. Chameleon, author of Real Soldiers Don't Die, and also author Kennedy M., author of...
Kennedy.
I did say that. I said Kennedy. Pay attention.
Oh, okay.
Jordan.
Okay. Well, I mean...
Anyway, Kennedy M., author of Distasteful Honesty.
Yeah.
I asked her about that title. That sounds interesting. But anyway, we have them coming up, and they will also join us in our main hot topic tonight, which is protocols of love and relationship, and basically the do's and don'ts in your relationship. I mean, there's certain protocols that you should do or you should take, and then there's certain things that you shouldn't do. So we're going to discuss all of that, and we're going to get our two guest authors' opinions. We're going to get, of course, my opinion, Kenitra's opinion, and callers, your opinion on the topics. But that's coming up a little bit later. So we got something that we like to call the spin cycle topics first. So KJ, spin the wheel.
This first one is horrible. I mean, seriously. I don't know if you saw this. I did post it in the group. But how about Madame Noir?
Really? I know you're not going to steal my topic. Are you serious?
I know you're not. Are you trying to steal my topic? Because I posted it. So if I posted
really?
It, it's mine. So
that
anyway,
was mine. But go ahead.
Can you believe that Madame Noir did an article, or they published an article on 15 celebrities who are allegedly terrible in bed? And I mean, I don't know, if I was one of the celebrities on this list, I would sue. I would so sue. So, like,
really?
For instance,
First
yes,
off,
I would.
It's interesting to me that Madam, and you say no, it's Noray, but Madam Noray on their site of these so-called 15 celebrities. It's interesting and funny to me that most of them are men. They
I
got
mean,
like
some
a few
females.
Women.
They yeah.
Know, yeah, they got a few females thrown in there, but most of the majority of them are men. So anyway, but go ahead. Continue.
Men usually, I think it's because men, you know, you guys usually like to brag on your junk, you know.
No, we don't.
Yes, you do.
Really?
Yes, you do.
Every
yes.
No, no. Let's keep it real. Every woman thinks she got gold between her legs. Come on. Or platinum now. Hell,
platinum.
Even diamonds. Y'all think all that's between y'all legs. Come on.
No, you didn't.
What woman ever? I don't care where she's from, how old she is. Yes, I don't care where she's from, how old she is. They, y'all all think that. That you got diamond mines down there.
Well, you know where that comes from, don't you? You know where that comes from, don't you? Phenomenal woman.
Right, whatever.
Seriously.
I think y'all believe that more so than men. But anyway. I just find it interesting. I bet the author of that article, I bet you was a woman. But I'm just saying.
You know what? You know, I'm starting to wonder if you were breastfed as a child because you seem to
really?
Be quite bitter. Yes, you seem to be quite bitter. Like,
wait a minute.
Yeah.
What does breastfeeding
like,
have to do with being bitter or not?
Like, maybe you didn't get enough. I mean, you know, did she take
really?
You off before you were ready? Yes.
I just keep it real. Y'all don't want to hear the realness. That's the problem.
Whatever.
Not keep it real.
Whatever.
But anyway, go ahead and continue about your
like,
little article.
Okay, so people like P. Diddy made the list, Drake, 50 Cent, Paris Hilton, what? Tiger Woods, so that, you know, that kind of makes me think it's like that old song, Must Be the Money. Shaquille O'Neal made the list. I couldn't believe it. I was looking at some of these things, and I was just like, wow, really? I'm so serious,
yeah, but
Jody.
If you read the article, okay, in Shaq's defense, the person who outed him was Corinne Stephens, you know, Superhead. And she didn't necessarily say that Shaq was a bad lover. She didn't say he was a bad lover. She just said
she said he had better.
Yeah, she said he wasn't bad. She said he was a little bit above average. He just wasn't what she had expected, and he felt bad that he didn't blow her mind. And so he kept apologizing to her. And also, Corinne Stephens was the one who outed Pussy as well, P. Diddy, whatever you want to call him.
So
they used her source for two guys. I mean, you know what I mean? Come on.
Young Jeezy. How do you say his name?
Young Jeezy.
Well, whatever. You know, I don't listen to that. I don't even know who he is. I know who he is. Shut up! Young Jeezy, whatever. He made the list. Whatever. So
yeah,
he made
the
list.
They want you to come home. I said the 80s called. They want you to come home. But anyway.
You're just an evil, evil little person. See, this is what I told you. Not fed enough. Now, this other tennis player, Maria, who is it?
Sharapova. Do you know anyone? Other than Michael Bolton. Other than Michael Bolton and who
you
else is in your playlist?
You know what? I hate you. The playlist was what I listened to when I was driving to pick you up on the way to the Emoja Festival. And
right.
It was still playing when you got in the car. And you had a
Michael
problem
Bolton,
with it.
Michael Bolton, y'all. That's
my music.
Two words.
And it was Michael. It was Michael
two words,
Bolton.
Y'all.
Was,
Michael Bolton. That's all I got to say.
When,
I didn't say anything else.
It was When a Man Loves a Woman. And I like that song, so, you know,
right.
Whatever. You know, stop talking about my music. I changed to what you wanted to listen to, your crazy, cursing
well, you
music
stop.
You're
getting
off, headphones.
You're getting off
but anyway,
topic.
Fine. Jesse James made the list. And, I mean,
now, some of these people
are
disgruntled lovers. You have to take that into consideration, too.
Yeah, whatever. Hugh Hefner made the list. It's still fun. Well, I mean, you know,
Hefner's 90 years old. Really?
Nick Lachey made the list. Bronie Jenner made the list. Paris Hilton made the list. I mean, it was some really, you know, what's it, A-list stars or whatnot?
So you're calling Paris Hilton an A-list star? Okay.
I didn't say necessarily her. I said song.
Who on
Colin
that list is an A-list star?
Well,
except
P.
Drake, I'll give you Drake and P. Diddy. Okay.
Okay.
Tiger Woods. Okay, that's
Farrell.
Three.
Colin Farrell.
Who?
Colin Farrell.
Colin Farrell hadn't been in a good movie in 10 years. Come on.
Katy Perry made the list. She's supposed to be A-list.
Yeah, but Katy Perry kind of made the list, but you have to take into consideration who put her there, her ex-husband. You know, it could be some sour grapes there. Well, I don't know.
And then Billy Bob Thornton made the list. Billy Bob
Thornton is old, too. He's like 60-something.
Whatever.
I mean, come on.
Okay, what do you have?
Well, since you stole half of my spin cycle topic, I was going to talk about an article that was placed up in the group that was that got quite a bit of feedback. It was the whole the size matter thing, and I was actually going to tie the bad sex celebrity tie into that. And it's interesting because women, I contend this. And y'all may get mad at me, or you may say, okay, he's just keeping it real. But I've always contended that women are more judgmental when it comes to physical attributes than men are. Men, yeah, we like certain things. Yeah, we might like a big butt or some nice scooters or some wide hips or whatever. Pretty feet, whatever. I don't care, whatever. But if she doesn't have it, we ain't going to necessarily disclude her or exclude her from the playlist. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But women, look at some of the comments. If a guy ain't packing enough, she will rake him over the coals.
Now,
like he
I
has
never
something to do with
that.
It. Like, I didn't say you.
That.
I didn't say you.
Okay.
I said some women. She will rake him over the coals. Like, it was his fault. Like, he had something to do. I mean, look at some of the comments that we've seen. How dare I planned. Like, we had one member of our After Dark group, and I'm not going to name any names, but she said she went through this whole elaborate thing and planned a date so she could sleep with this guy, and then he had the nerve to have this a private part the size of a pink eraser. This is bad. I don't mean to laugh at old boy. Which is kind of bad. But what I'm saying is, guys don't do that. You don't ever hear a bunch of guys sitting around talking, yeah, I liked her and I slept with her, but shoot, her butt won't big enough, so I don't think I'm gonna mess with her anymore. You never hear guys say that.
But we always judge on
that part.
I'm going to give you that for one reason, okay? I'm going to give you that, and the reason I'm going to give you that particular argument, this is your early Christmas gift, late birthday gift, is because of the number of songs that have been written about men and their inadequate penises. One that I sang after meeting a particular guy, which was, don't want no short men, don't want no...
Really? See?
Yes.
Is there any song saying don't want no itty bitty butt? I mean, I'm just saying.
Well, no,
saying.
There's a song
guys,
that says I like big butts and I cannot lie.
Yeah, I like big butts, but see, here's the difference. Guys like what they like. They don't go to the max and denigrate women when they don't have what we like. Y'all just go ballistic. Like, how dare he? I can't believe I pulled my panties down for that. Like, how dare he? I'm like, what? He had nothing to do with that? Y'all like a guy, like his penis size is connected to his education or something. I don't know. Like, he's worked for it or didn't work for it. It's hereditary. Get over it. You know what I mean? Y'all
Whatever.
Ain't being judged like that. And if y'all were being judged like that, oh, my God. The things y'all would say about guys. But it's a double standard, and it's not going to change.
I do contend
that size does matter to women, to certain women.
Well, okay,
it's just like Jessica.
Women.
It's just like Jessica Simpson said in the group, which I thought was hilarious.
Oh, that was funny.
She says, and I quote, most of the time, yeah, you're right. It's the motion in the ocean. But I'm just saying, if you got a little rowboat, it's going to take a whole lot of difficulties. You're going to have a whole lot of difficulties getting to England. Which I was like, wow. Well, she's kind of correct in that, I guess.
I know, right? I love Jessica and the way that she puts this spin on stuff.
Yeah.
Because that was brilliant, the way she did that.
Anyway.
Perfect, perfect. So, my next topic, you know, it was another article I got from Madame, how you say it, Jody? Go ahead.
Noray.
Okay, Noray, whatever. Noray. So, anyway, it's this woman who is upset because she is losing weight, and she's lost 78 pounds. And she says, okay, she says, I've lost 78 pounds and have no man to show for it. So she had this notion that if she lost weight, somehow it was going to, you know, she was going to be able to get a boyfriend. And so, yeah, I know. Well, because she said that when she would be online and she would see different posts, in the post she would see men making derogatory comments about, you know, the girls, black women are fat, black women are this. And so, you know, so she was just saying how, you know, she's lost 78 pounds and she's just kind of looking around wondering, where's my boyfriend? How come I'm not getting any attention? You know, she was like, and I'm not talking about negative attention like cat calls while I'm walking down the street sweating or anything like that. You know, she was like, how come nobody's trying to approach me, trying to get my phone number, trying to take me to a nice dinner? How come I'm not getting this even now that I've lost this weight? And she was saying how.
Can I ask a question first?
I suppose.
You said she lost 78 pounds.
Yeah.
She lost 78 pounds from what?
Well, she tells her picture here, and she looks nice.
I'm just saying, because if she's like 600 pounds and lost 78 pounds,
you know,
okay, that's not so much impressive. No, I'm just saying. But if she was like, let's say she was 250 and she lost 78 pounds. Okay, that's a significant body image transformation. You know what I mean? So to me, I guess I would have to know what was she before she lost 78 pounds. And then, too, also this. What made her think just by losing 78 pounds that all of a sudden she was going to become a man magnet? Because there are men out there who love BBWs, big, beautiful women. That's all they chase.
Well,
that's all they chase.
Uh-oh.
Is BBWs.
I think it came from the fact that, Judy, you don't know, a lot of times guys will make comments like, you know, you real pretty, but you have
okay,
a cute
but
face,
you don't need those
but...
guys. And there's other guys that all they want is a big woman.
I'm just telling
I know plenty
you where
of guys
it
like
came
that.
From. You asked the question. I'm just telling you where it probably came from. And so
yeah,
that's
I know
that,
that
mentality
but still...
Well,
okay,
that's where that mentality comes from.
Well, she lost 78 pounds. I mean, did she still have a... okay, here's my thing. It's not just the 78 pounds. Like, maybe guys weren't approaching her because, I don't know, she had a bad attitude. Or she kept a terrible house. She was filthy. I don't know. It's more to it than just losing 78 pounds.
It could be what you said about
me. She had losing 78 pounds to the cure-all of everything.
It could be
what
you said about, yeah, but it could be like what you said about me, my resting bitch face.
I'm just saying. Maybe she a first class royal, B-I-T-C-H. I mean, I'm just saying.
Okay.
And losing 78 pounds just made it worse.
I just have a resting face.
And losing 78 pounds just made it worse. Because now she really is, you know, I'm just saying. It's got to be more to it than that. If she lost 78 pounds and now physically in her mind she looks better, and men still aren't asking her out, well, maybe it won't be weight at all. Maybe it was something else.
That's true.
Just saying.
But
anyway, y'all.
Coming, you going to do it, or can I do it? Do I get to do it? Come on.
You get to do what?
Can I say it?
Go ahead. Sure.
Okay. Coming up after our, dog.
You
never
can't
mind,
even
go
do
ahead.
It. Anyway. Anyway, y'all, coming up after these messages, we have S. Chameleon and also author Kennedy M. Right
Yay.
After this.
And this week for you, for your reading pleasures, we have for you Distasteful Honesty by author Kennedy M. growing up in the hood will either make or break you. Honesty is quickly replaced by deceit, money, and murder. Sometimes one's distaste for honesty is to come face to face with self. And by author S. Chameleon, we have Real Soldiers Don't Die. Feelings of treachery and mistrust will run very high in this next gripping novel by author S. Chameleon, as she presents to the world Nay and Dank, who have taken over the streets of D-Moore with no hesitation. They started from the bottom strong, arming and wreaking havoc in every neighborhood they needed. Read more about their adventures and more about distasteful honesty by both of our authors. These books are located at Amazon.com for your Kindle. Happy reading! And coming up on WTF on Saturday, June 13th, from 9 until 11 a.m., a special edition of WTF with Kenitra and Joe D, as we are going to help the parents get their kids ready for summer. How many parents sit around and say their kids have nothing to do or read over the summer? We are going to have some of the hottest authors in children's literature right here on the show for you on that Saturday morning, telling you all about their books. Join us right here Saturday morning, June 13th, from 9 to 11 o'clock.
All right. I'm excited about June 13th.
Yeah, you sound like it. But no, really, it will be a great show. We have a lot of parents out there who are always looking for something for their children to read. So y'all tune in to that Saturday morning show. We have some good authors for you, and they'll talk about their projects and stuff. But anyway, now we got some people at the door.
Yay.
Come on in, y'all.
All right, who do we have? I think Kennedy, are you there, Kennedy?
I'm here.
Yay, and S. Chameleon.
What's up, S. Chameleon, I'm here.
Hello,
hi.
Hello, ladies.
Hey, what's going on?
Good, good. Nice of y'all to join us tonight.
My pleasure.
Did you want to say anything about the, I'm Gary Say, did you want to say anything about the size or no?
Really?
Who, me? Oh, this is Kennedy M. I got a lot to say myself.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, first of all, with the inadequacy of, what did you say, the small penises or the big penises, is that what that article was about?
Yeah.
My advice for any woman who's going to go there with a new guy for the first time, it's something when you're making out, it's called the field test. If you do the field test, you already know if it's worth you even going to the next level. So I do advise that. You know, just do the touch and feel test and you already know, yeah, or no. You know, like, no, this is not a good time. I changed my mind. That's my topic, my thoughts on that. As far as Jody, I do have to make a comment about what you said about Corinne Steffens. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't knock nobody's hustle. Corinne Steffens, it is what it is. But when you have somebody that has that many mouths, she has a lot to compare other men to. So, yeah, somebody might have to be able to stroke her to Italy.
That's true.
You know what I mean? When you have someone to compare something to, yeah, that might be, you know, it might be hard to take her over the top from what I've read and heard. But another thing, I am so glad that Floyd Mayweather did not make that list because I would have been so disappointed. So, yay for
no,
Floyd.
He made the list. No, he made the illiteracy list. I guess he's fine in the whole set.
You know what? No. I'm not even going to follow you at 50 Cent up. Whatever.
But I will say this. So wait a minute. I will say this about the comment that you made about the hand test. There are a lot of women who do the hand test, but I don't know if you remember the show. It was a show on Showtime called Weed.
Oh my God, I'd be too embarrassed.
Called
Go ahead,
Weed. And the guy, they were talking about this very thing, and the guy said, "Wait a minute, I'm a grower, not a shower." So there's a difference. So sometimes the guy could be not all that adequate when he's limp, but he might be something, something, something when he's, you know, aroused. So
I totally agree with that. But if you're in the heat of the moment and you are making out, you will think at some point his little man is going to grow.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
You know what I mean? So
I can't argue that. That's true.
I mean, I know you're trying to have the fellows back on this one, but
yeah,
it's hard to do.
I'm just saying. No pun intended.
Oh, God.
I mean, something ain't right. If you ain't going to grow after, you know, 5 or 10 minutes of making out or whatever, something's still wrong.
I still feel
and
sorry
you
for
you
have
to go through all that anyway, because ain't nobody got time
brother.
To be letting you run under the water to try to make sure it's going to act right. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Exactly. Exactly.
Y'all making my point. You see what I'm saying? Y'all, what you just said. Like you blame the guy for it. Like it's his fault.
Oh, man. I feel you on that, Escamillion. Like, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Okay,
oh,
y'all.
God.
KJ, ask him about these books. We'll never get off the subject.
This is too funny. I'm sorry. Oh, boy. Okay, I'm sorry. All right, so, Kennedy M., where are you from?
I am
really
from Charlotte, North Carolina.
All right, now, North Carolina.
That's right.
Oh, gosh. Actually, we grew up together there for a while, Jody.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we did.
So you knew Miss Kenitra when she was, what, teenager? Or
Adolescence, teenager. I knew her a little bit before she was,
Was she, like, listening to Michael Bolton back then? I'm just saying.
Well, I don't know if she was listening to Michael Bolton, but I know that I was always an admirer of her handwriting. She has very great handwriting. And she's always
Thank
been
y'all.
Writing, like always. She has always wrote everything. She's always,
man,
I mean, she's been writing for as long as I have known her.
Wow. Okay.
So when I saw that she had her book, Eternal Blossom, which was actually a great read. I love that. I was like, oh, wow, this chick really does have some skills. You know, it was really good. It was really good, by the way. All right.
Okay, stop pumping. Her head is big enough as it is. Stop pumping it up. Chameleon, where do you reside from? Where are you from?
I live in Michigan. I live in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm originally from Saginaw, Michigan, but I live in Grand Rapids.
All right. Pistons country. I love it. See, I grew up being a Pistons fan, so, I mean, I'm just saying. I love the Bad Boys. KJ.
Kennedy, what have you carried over from your childhood that has molded you to be the writer that you are today?
Oh, wow. Actually, it's been a lot of experiences just growing up as a child, morals, just things that I've learned over a period of time. Actually, one thing that has carried over in my adulthood is noticing how kids are now is that I really did actually have a childhood, and I'm glad that I did, you know, because that has made me, you know, a better woman, too. When I've known how it is to be a kid, luckily for me, I didn't have to grow up as fast as some people did. So I've always wrote down things, too. So writing has always been therapeutic, even when I was younger, and I might, you know, have been a little angry about something, or maybe it was happy times. But just memories, really. You know, just great memories. And some of the sad ones, too, but mostly overall, just the great memories.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Escamillion, tell us how you, that's an unusual name, so tell us how you got that name.
It kind of just stuck with me. I've done a few things as I was going. Like, I used to be a hairdresser, so I did that for many years. And I used to change my style, change my hair, change the way I just a little bit different from everybody else. So it kind of just stuck with me throughout life, and I just chose it to be my pen name. I feel like, you know, it relates to me a lot with my writing because I'm not just stuck in the urban fiction genre. You know, okay. I feel like I can write, you know, and a few other genres as well. So, you know, I kind of just feel like it stuck with me, so I kept it.
Now, what genres do you like to dabble in other than urban fiction?
I started on an erotica.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't gotten really far. I'm not done with it, but I did start on an erotica. I also started on a drama series as well as another urban fiction series. My first book, Devious Deception, that's under Boss Lady Publishing. That's also under the urban fiction genre as well. So I'm kind of just trying other genres.
Okay. Which route do y'all like to go? Like, did you go the indie publisher route, or did you wait till you got signed to release your novels?
I was actually independent, and then at the end of the process of me releasing my first novel, then mm-hmm. I ended up signing my contract with Boss Lady Publishing. So I did end up going that route versus releasing myself as independent. So mine is on E and on paperback. But in the midst of me being with Boss Lady as well, I have released Real Soldiers Don't Die, and that's under my own publishing company, Chameleon Publications. And right now that's only on E. It's not on paperback yet.
Okay. And King DM,
okay.
Same for you. Which did you decide and which do you prefer? Did you go independent or did you sign with a traditional publisher?
Well, for me, as I started writing and doing research on different publishing companies as well as the self-publishing, for my
mm-hmm.
first book, I did go independent, and I had gotten some offers with some other publishing companies, which I'm still kind of like, you know, like investigating and, you know, like just doing my own research about those publishing companies. I like the independent thing because I like the fact that I can put out as many books as I want versus, some of the companies that I had offers for, it was like they wanted maybe like 6 books, but I had no creative control. And for me, creative control is very important for me. I mean, I don't mind taking, you know, constructive criticism for anybody or anybody, you know, can help me along the way, but
mm-hmm.
how I write or how I say something is really how I want that paragraph to be or how that sentence to be. So self-publishing was, it just was easier for me at the time, but I am very open to eventually, you know, getting published and signed by somebody else.
Okay,
cool. Are you any of the characters in your story?
I'm not any characters in my stories, but sometimes I can turn my emotions into a character. So my book is, most of my book is very fictional. So when I start talking about some of my childhood memories or whatever, that's probably the closest to realization that it gotten for me. You know, I think that anytime that you write, sometimes you can write based on your experiences without, like telling somebody else's story per se. You know what I mean? So for me, I think that anytime that anybody is writing, I think a piece of you always has a way of coming out.
Right. Chameleon?
Yep, I definitely agree with what she said. I'm going to kind of piggyback off of that. I can't say that I'm one of the particular, one of the characters in particular, but every character that I write, I like to feel that character. I like to know that character. I like to be that character while I'm writing them because I have to put that emotion in there so that my readers can get attached to those particular characters. So, that's the way I feel about it. But I'm not one of the particular characters in either of my novels.
Okay, now, Kennedy, how long have you been in the game?
Just a year. I'm still early in the game. It's my first book. It's been out already a year. On January 14th, made a year.
Okay.
I'm very new and fresh in the game, so just trying to see where it can take me at this point, but I enjoy doing it. You know, like I said, writing is very therapeutic for me, and just like S. Chameleon said, I like to kind of put some of my own personality into my characters and,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes you have to be in the mood to write. You have to have the right mood, the right setting. But I definitely agree with her when you say, when she said that, you know, you want your emotions, you actually want to kind of become those characters so your readers can feel that emotion behind the characters and the things that they go through.
I agree. Now, what type of advice would you give someone who's looking to become an author and who wants to get to where you're at right now?
I think definitely start writing. I mean, I don't care if it's a paragraph, a sentence. Just start writing your thoughts down, see if you can turn them into a character. Do your research. Also, it's always good to check out your competitors, too. You know, I think that a lot of us, like I'm in urban fiction, too, but my book has, you know, some erotica in it. I do want to write an erotica eventually one day, but I didn't want to go, like, sex crazy, like, for my first novel, because just like S. Chameleon said, I don't want to be that type of writer that I put myself in a box, and that's all my readers know me for.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I would just say, like, research and just go with the way that you feel, you know, and just let people read some of the things that you write down and, you know, just see what the people like. I mean, it can be your friends, your cousins, you know, your husbands, your boyfriends, you know, anybody, and just don't let nobody tell you. I mean, it's still your creative control, so you can't let people alter what you feel on the inside. You know, you just got to run with it. You just got to take a chance, you know.
Sage advice. Escobillion, how about you?
I mean, it's kind of like the same thing. I just say if they choose to sign with a publishing company, make sure you, one, do your research, and make sure you fit in with who it is that you're signing with, not just the person that owns the publishing company, but the remainder of the group that signed with the publishing company, too. You know, I think that's what I like about being signed with Boss Lady, because it's like we're not just authors together writing under the same label. It's like we a family. Like we all get along, we all kick it, you know, we have fun together. So, you know, that's going to be the backing behind that, because if you with a publishing company where you feel like you can say some things and then you don't want to step on nobody's toes about saying it, that's not going to be in a comfortable contract. So you're not going to write the way you feel because you're not happy in the contract that you're in, you know.
Okay.
So I just say do your research and make sure, you know, whoever you sign with, that make sure it's for you. Don't just take the first thing that comes up. Like I said, you know, I love who I'm signed with. So I have that bond, but everybody might not have that experience.
Right, right.
Very good advice.
Yes.
Okay. Well, y'all, coming up after these ads, we're going to have our main topic tonight, protocols in love and relationships. The do's and the don'ts. After this.
Coming up next week on WTF with Tanisha and Zodi, you're going to get to hear from Lady Lissa and author Ja'Cory. That's right. They'll be back talking about all their latest books. Tune in next Wednesday at 9 o'clock p.m.
If I were a boy, even just for a day, I'd roll out of bed in the morning and throw on what I wanted and go. Drink beer with the guys and chase after girls. I kick it with who I wanted, and I never get confronted for it, 'cause they stick up for me. If I were
back. Jody, you want to start us off? Jody picked the song for today, If I Were a Boy. So I'm not sure if he picked it because he's already trying to spin this or if he picked it because he knew. So right now this is my favorite song. Which one? Jody? Jody? I think we're having some technical difficulties there. Kennedy and S. Chameleon, are you still here?
No, I'm here. I'm here. I'm here. I forgot. I have my phone on mute.
Yeah, I'm here.
But anyway, like, and I was just talking away, too. But anyway, I picked this song because the song depicted a double standard. And to me, there are a lot of protocols and relationships that are double standards. Starting off the topic, there was a post in our group, in the WTF group, about a woman, and she has a plate of food. And the post was about, should a woman, should a wife or you know, girlfriend or whatever, fix her man's food or fix his plate before her children? And that sparked, like, you know, a whole host of comments. Like, there's some serious debating going on. My feeling on it is, I understand the old school way of thinking, because when I was growing up, to be honest with you, like when I was at my grandparents' house and whatnot, the kids ate last. You know what I'm saying? Like, and when I say we ate last, it's not like we ate like an hour after the adults or anything. It's just that, you know, like I remember my grandfather, he always ate first. Like his plate was fixed first. You know what I'm saying? Like he was the head of that house, the head of the household or whatever. And his plate was fixed first. I distinctly remember that. And no one had a problem with it because it's like I said, it's not like he ate and we sat there and watched him eat. You know what I'm saying? And then we got to eat. She just fixed his plate first and then she fixed ours. That's just how it went. And nobody thought anything about it. But I get there was a member of our group that kind of went in on certain women about their mentality, about always putting their children ahead of their man, and that's why they seem to be perpetually single all the time, because they didn't know protocol. Your man should come first. My feeling is, I mean, because I have kids, my feeling is I don't care if my kids eat first. You know what I mean? I'm going to eat regardless. It doesn't matter to me. It's not a big deal. Like, I'm not going to get all up in arms if my lady fixes the kids' plate first. It's just not a big deal. But for some people, it is. So what do you think, KJ?
Well, I mean, and I even told the person who made the comment that I respectfully appreciated her perspective and that she brought a perspective to it that I never considered before. And that I admit, growing up, our plate was fixed first because my dad said, you know, they're kids and they don't quite understand that. And my dad grew up, and I think the reason why my father did this was because as a child, he didn't understand when they were fed last. So he always told my mom to fix our plate first and then, you know, to fix his afterwards after we were, you know, settled at the table and we had begun our meal. So I see what she's saying, but I also think it has to do with the way you were raised. And my father was raised that old school way, and he decided to break that chain and break that pattern with us. So, I mean, my thing was, as long as I fix his plate, what's the problem? I mean, because before the argument was, how come you ain't fixing your man his plate? Now you want to argue and tell me what order I need to fix his plate in? At least I fixed it. Dang, back off.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Women always want some credit for something you're supposed to do. You're supposed
Fight
to fix
me.
That man's plate. So
Fight
really,
me.
You're supposed to fix his plate.
Yeah,
I don't
okay,
care what
Jody.
Order you're fixing it in, but you're supposed to do it. That's one of your jobs. It's one of your duties.
One of our jobs.
One
okay.
of your duties. That's
and
all
I
I'm
will
saying.
Take said plate and bash you over the head with it. Whatever.
Okay, wait a minute. When the oil
Not
gotta be changed, wait a minute. When the oil gotta be changed in the car, when the grass gotta be cut, when the bushes gotta be trimmed, I bet you expect your man to go out there and do it. That's one of his jobs. It's one of his duties.
We didn't say duty. We didn't say that was his duty.
Bull.
I can get the hedge trimmer and go out there too now. So
yeah, you can, but you don't. I'm just saying.
I didn't say I wouldn't, though.
Yeah, but you don't.
Let me explain to you something,
though. Don't pick that man's plate.
Let me explain to you the way it works here. I tried to go outside, and I tried to help. I thought I was helping. And
you were probably getting away.
It's worse than that. Mm-hmm. I took the hoe, and I went outside, and I chopped down what I thought was a weed that my husband had forgotten to get, and it turned out it was his hibiscus. So, you know, the whole thing was I have been banned from yard work now.
Okay.
So that's my thing. So now I'm going to let you guys talk while I, you know.
Now, what do you think, Esker Million? Should you fix your man a plate or not?
Should have got banned from the yard. to be honest with you, I've been married for 15 years.
I
make my husband's plate first.
Mm-hmm.
And then I make my daughter's, then I make my son's, then I make mine, but I sit them all on the table at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody starts to eat until all the plates are made and everybody is sitting there and we all say grace together and then everybody eat and have a conversation together. That's, you know, that's how it works in my house.
Give that lady some applause. Where's the applause button at? Where's the applause button at, Kanisha? Did you hear what she said? She's been married 15 years. So, which means she knows what she thinks. And she says she picks her man's plate first, but then she fixes her kid's plate, and then she puts them on the table together. So
you know what I said,
eating.
Jody. At least I fixed the plate, okay?
Whatever.
Yeah. At least I fixed the plate.
That is a woman who knows how to have a successful relationship. That's all I'm saying.
Really?
He will make his plate. You know, I'm not saying that he won't. You know, if I don't feel like it or if I'm not eating what they're eating, he will go in if he cooks. And he'll make plates and he'll give me mine first and vice versa. You know
there
what I'm saying? It works both ways. Now, as far as the yard work, we'll get out and we'll do it together. Versus him going out there and him doing it by himself. Sometimes we'll go out there and we'll do it together. But we got a 13-year-old, so really that's kind of his chore, his job.
Yeah, that's his job now. All right, Kimby, what you think?
I mean, well, I think anytime you're in a relationship, I think that what works in my relationship may not work for your relationship, and it doesn't mean anything is wrong. I've been married for 9 years, but I've been with my husband for 13 years, and it's time that he fixed my plate. You know, like, and it's sometimes I'll fix this plate, or sometimes it's a mutual thing. But I do like the way that she says that she fixes, you know, all the plates, put them down on the table at the same time, and they eat together. That way I love that concept because that way you kind of, like, cut out all of that. But, again, it's up to the individual thing. I mean, the individual couple and what's okay for their relationship. But I think when you're with a man for a while, you kind of, it's all about learning your man and stroking your man's ego too at the same time. And a lot of women forget to do that. So you have to know what your man expects of you and vice versa of him. As far as the lady who was saying that her kids come before any man, it depends on morally how you value or look at the hierarchy of things.
Right.
A married woman is God, my husband, and my children, according to the spiritual standpoint on it. Now, if I'm just dating the guy, and I understand you might be my man, but we're not married, and I can't treat you like my husband, and you just my boyfriend.
Right.
Well, yeah, that's
so
true.
So, yes, my kids probably are going to come before you to a degree, but when you start mixing or blending families, we're not married, and we live together, but we're not husband and wife, you kind of might, I mean, it just depends again on how you look at it because although you're not married, you're giving that man everything that you would give your husband. So, again, it just depends on the individual person and that couple. Mm-hmm. That's my take on it.
Okay.
Oh, that's true.
Here's another one that I had, protocols in relationships. Should a woman /man, you know, it could be man, but for my take on this, should a woman give sex to her man even when she's not in the mood? That was a very good debate in the group.
Okay,
wow.
My thought real quick.
Let me start first, Kanisha, then you can go.
No, because yours is going to go to Neanderthal. Go ahead, Neanderthal.
I'm going to keep it real, just like I keep everything real. I contend she should. I contend she should, and this is why. Because every woman I know are quick to say, I ain't in the mood, I ain't doing that, it's my body, whatever. But when y'all want it from him, y'all ain't trying to hear no excuses. None. Unless you've been married for a while.
Okay.
But if you ain't been married for a while, y'all ain't trying to hear nothing. Y'all want him to perform as soon as you're ready. Always. And every man out there knows what I speak because we know what the deal is. So when your man, when your man wants a little something, something, it's your duty. I'm going to say it again. It's your duty to give him a little booty. That's all. How long is it going to take you?
Oh my gosh.
Set him up, send him on his way, and you're going to have a happy home. The worst thing to do is to keep telling your man no when all he wants to do is make love to you. He ain't going out there trying to make love to somebody else. He ain't going out there going to the strip club making it rain. He just want to make love to his woman, to his wife. Now, if your aunt coming to visit that month, I get it. And it's that time of the month, you know what I'm saying? Or if you're not feeling well, some women have deadly cramps and all that. I get all that. I'm not talking about those times. I'm not talking about when you're physically unable to do it. I'm talking about those times when you just, hey, you might have worked a 12-hour shift or whatever, and you just tired. Or whatever the case is, you're just not in the mood or whatever. Stay up, break the man off with something, a little something, something.
Really?
He will appreciate
it.
So
are you saying, wait. So are you saying, Jody, that if you don't feel well and you have a headache and your woman wants it, you going to do it?
She expect. What did I just tell you? I said if you're not feeling up to it, no, I'm not expecting you to do that. I'm talking about those times
when
you just
claim
it. You
just
tired.
You just said
and
flow.
I said if it's that time of the month, no, you don't have to. Or if you're having cramps or if you're not feeling well, you don't have to. Listen to what I said.
Uh-huh.
Stop putting words in my mouth.
Uh-huh.
I said if you're just tired,
mm-hmm.
then, yeah, you need to be breaking them off some. And if I'm the man in that situation and she wants them and I'm just tired, yeah, I'm going to have to break her off. It's just as simple as that.
Uh-huh. So the only time you won't do it is if you don't feel good. So if you got a headache, then you're not going to do it.
What you mean if I got a headache? It depends on what kind of, we talking migraine or we talking a slight headache?
I'm just asking.
You know what I'm saying? I mean,
I'm
a migraine, hell, you can't even
sit
up without, feeling pain. But if you got a slight headache, hell, some of that booty might bang that headache out. I'm just saying.
I'm throwing that out there because that's the typical excuse that a female would give is I have a headache.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
Nah,
so,
it ain't working.
So I'm just asking. So if you got a headache, are you telling me you're going to turn her down?
No, I ain't turning her down. I'm just saying.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm not
whatever
turning her down.
Turned down for what? He ain't never turning down.
I'm not going to say I ain't never turned it down, but for a headache, no.
Whatever.
Nah, not for headache.
That depends on the degree of the headache. But,
yeah, that's
I mean,
what I'm saying.
Like,
if it's a migraine,
yeah, I mean,
you know.
But,
you can't
I mean,
do
honestly,
with a migraine.
If anybody, if you having a headache that many times a week or whatever, you might need to go to the doctor and get evaluated. Cause,
yeah, you need
to get a headache like that every day.
Exactly.
Like, come on. Like, I can't.
You need that doctor's appointment. If your head
right
hurting that much. So what do you think, Escamillion?
Well, I'm just saying, whenever my husband want it, he going to get it. Because when
there
I want
go.
It, I'm going to get it. Don't, I'm
going
to be upset if I don't. So it's going down.
Kenesha, where's my pause button at? Why is it you not on top of things? I'm just saying.
Oh my God,
say that again, Escamillion. Say that again. Just repeat yourself, please.
You need that button. I'm just saying, it's going down. Because I'm going to tell you, I ain't leaving no stones unturned. I ain't leaving nothing. Hold on just a second.
Well, I'm just saying.
Well, I mean, my take on it is, yeah, if my man want it, yeah, you going to get it. I don't care if I sleep. Just wake me up right. That's all I ask. I don't care, you know, because I'm not leaving no room for the cleanup on the hand. No.
There you go. There you go.
That's a, that's a, that, you know, no.
I apologize, y'all.
It's okay.
Y'all do know that, right? Go ahead. I know, but then, see, and I'm like S. Camille when it comes to that. And, I mean, I'm probably talking way too much right now, but let me not get it. I know I'm having attitude because that makes my day, my week. I mean, I like waking up going to work with a smile. They want to know what's wrong with you.
There you
I
go.
Just say, I just had me some good good. You know what I mean?
You know.
I
know
how
they
are.
Right.
And that's all
yes,
I'm saying.
Let's
everything,
let's
look, that your relationship is so much better because of it. That's all I'm saying. When it comes to all that turning down mess, that's that new age crap. You know, that's why these women out here single, because they think, I want this. You wait. Okay, while he waiting, he gonna be out dancing with somebody else. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I mean that's true. I feel like you in a relationship, you know, I feel like sometimes you can get complacent in a relationship but you gotta remember what attracted you to that person too. And I'm sure sex had a lot to do with it. I mean, if you think about why so many women stay with these men that ain't crap, it's really probably because they got good sex. I mean,
exactly.
So they're getting their back blown out.
Getting their back blown out, but not saying that that's an excuse for you to stay. But when you got that type of chemistry with somebody, okay, baby. Like for me, I can be mad. But you want to get some, I'm going to get some. And I'm going to give you some. But I am going to tell you, just because I gave you some, don't mean I ain't still mad.
I know that's right, honey. Let's go on and get this taken care of right now, because ain't nobody going to go to bed mad.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, now she's coming with the applause.
I know that's right. Ain't nobody going to bed mad. My mama always said, don't make men sleep on the couch, because once you let him sleep on the couch, then somebody else gonna roll up on him. Nope, ain't nobody going to bed mad. We gonna work this here thing out before everybody go lay down in the same bed and go to sleep, and we wake up happy.
That's right. That's what my take on it. Mm-hmm. And like I say, like when you listen to some of the older music, they already tell you about the clean up woman. I listen to that stuff. You think Jody and all of them, they circulating. I don't want no Jody. I know my husband don't want no Jody. And I sure don't want the clean up woman. So I can be slack if I want to. That's all you want me to do is keep the toothpaste top on the toothpaste, baby. You got that. That's all day.
I know that's right. Come here. Let me make that feel better. Come here. Let me holler at you for a minute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, Lord. You two are fun.
Is the truth, I'm telling you.
I mean, it
Lord
is.
Have
you
mercy.
You got to get right with that. Y'all got to get on one floor some kind of way.
Okay, and I have one last one.
Okay, go ahead.
And another protocol.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's okay to keep secrets from your mate? Like, say you have a best friend. Say you have a best friend. And your best friend is, I don't know, stepping out on their marriage or whatever, and, you know, your couples, your friends, you know, your man is friends with her man or whatever. She tells you about it, but she's like, don't tell Leroy or whoever. Don't tell your husband. It's just between us. Do you think that's okay to keep that secret?
Well, my take on that is I feel like as my friend, you're confiding in me. I don't have to condone what you're doing, but being that we are all friends, I mean, I hate that you kind of like put me in a uncompromising situation, but it can never be a situation to where I can be with you meeting your significant other on the side, your side man on the side. But do I think, is that something that I would probably disclose to my significant other? For me, probably not, but it just depends on my relationship with my husband and what I feel comfortable telling him. Because if that's my best friend, although they do say, like, all birds flock together, I believe that to a degree, but why would I tell my man something and then it compromises when I'm out going to the mall with my friend? You may think I'm doing the same thing. So it's kind of like...
Oh, that's true.
You know, like, even though I'm not, and sometimes, like, you can be attracted to your friend. She could be a good person. She could be whatever. And everybody goes through their own, you know, problems in their relationship. Although I don't condone cheating, but I don't know what you go through in your household. But I feel like I might just have to tell her I appreciate it. You might want to find somebody else you can confide in with that information.
Okay, good answer. Chameleon?
Well, I mean, my husband is my best friend, so we talk about everything. I do have some female, you know, really close friends that I'm cool with, and, you know, they may tell me some things and say, well, don't say nothing to nobody. Okay, but my husband ain't nobody. This my dude,
right.
You know what I'm saying? We talk about everything. So if the topic of discussion come up, yeah, it's going to come up. And as far as, like, I feel what you were saying about, I don't know what you're going to do, but I feel like, first of all, you ain't finna just drop by my house anyway. You ain't finna be lamping up in my house with my husband anyway. So
exactly.
When me and my girlfriend get together, you wait outside in the driveway. I'll be out. Ain't gonna be no coming over. Oh, girl, I decided to wear your teeth. No, you won't. Not at mine. No, ma'am.
And you know what? That's funny that she said that because that's so funny that she said that because, I mean, don't get me wrong. My circle of what I call like close friends, I really don't have a full circle anyway. But it's really not even a handful. First of all, like you say, I am a married woman. I work. I got a lot of things going on. You can't just be dropping by my house anyway. But, you not finna be just coming around, like you
right.
said, chilling in my house anyway around my husband. Not because I'm insecure. It's just because, no.
That my friends know how they
because,
know I ain't dealing with a full day.
I mean, me neither. I mean, I might even catch the wrong. I mean, you could just be looking, but I might take it the wrong way. So just to kill all of that.
I've been a bust somebody here to wipe me, baby. Don't do it.
So I feel you on that. And as a matter of fact, a lot of times, like I do have one homegirl that comes over here. But one thing that I can respectfully say about my husband, even if I have girls over here, he ain't the type of man that's going to sit in my company anyway. You know what I mean? Like, he's going to find his own. He's going to go to his little bat cave or whatever you want to call it. Or he's going to do his own thing. Like, I don't sit in your company's face, and you don't need to be sitting in mine. And not because,
right.
I mean, like, now, if it's a couple things, that's different. But I don't even do all of that either because that can get complicated.
All right.
Y'all are too funny. We
got
to
like
have
y'all.
Them all again together, man.
Exactly. I like y'all.
Y'all funny.
I mean, it's true. You know, my thing is, you know, like you hear so many situations about best friends sleeping with somebody's husband or vice versa.
Yep.
Like, at the end of the day, I'm going to tell you straight up the truth. If y'all don't have googly eyes for each other, it ain't because I got y'all around each other.
Wow.
Now, if y'all see each other in Walmart or the grocery store, whatever, but not up in my vicinity where I lay my head.
Well.
Right.
I know that's right.
And as a matter of
hey,
fact,
y'all,
you ain't even got to meet me in the parking lot. I'm going to meet y'all out to wherever we going.
You heard?
And Ada, you got to come to your driveway.
Nah, you
keep
ain't
moving. I'll meet you where we going to meet.
That's right.
Right. Y'all, we've had fun tonight with S. Chameleon and Kennedy M. The hour has shot by, you know. But go out there and read Real Soldiers Don't Die by S. Chameleon, Distasteful Honesty by Kennedy M. You can find it on Amazon. You can also find the links in our group and also on the fan page. KJ, take us out. Thank y'all.
Thank you
for having me.
Thank y'all.
WTF with Kenitra and Jody is brought to you by Joe Ken Publications, where integrity and great stories just come together. Look for upcoming novels from Joe D. and Kenitra Jordan coming the first of the year. 2015 is going to be the year of Joe Ken.
Hit it!
Because I get stupid, I mean outrageous. Stay away from me, it's because they just